Okay, so we're holding on Nun Zayin and Beis. Rashi's in the Mishnah. We're learning the Schus for Rochel Bastina. So why exactly Dafka, a rope of exactly 50, not more, not less? Well, Yimlid al Kenegad Liboy. So Kabbalah Chachamim Mokim Losum Kenegad Rosh Echebel. So they said they gave a specific spot where you should hold it. So Yitin Zekeneged said, where was Zekeneged Ragla? We don't want one person holding it high, one person holding it low. Because you're going to lose a certain amount of the length due to the fact that it's at an angle. But Tchumen Mismatin, therefore you're going to end up with a shorter Tchum than really is true. So they had to set a spot. It didn't have to be necessarily connected to Levi. Just that's probably the most, you know, that'd be one of the more convenient places to hold it. But they had to give some type of spot where to hold it.
I mean, we've got modern technology, right? I mean, could that replace all of this? Is there a dafka? The
you know what? We'll see in the Gemara a little bit. I don't feel competent to answer that question. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? You know, what do we do nowadays? I don't know. In general, I don't think they'd use the ropes anymore nowadays. But you know, we're not really the bylam of our cities. And you know, some of they do. I don't know. I doubt that they use ropes. But the Gemara brings a pasuk for it. That's what's interesting about it.
I mean, it may have been there that it was more an organized thing, where, in other words, every city would have some type of, you know, markings.
Right, right. I don't think they have it anymore.
Yeah.
You read, I have all mis cats here, I have to go, mis
mark. Yeah. Mavlioi.
No, the rope.
Im eno rochav nun ama. If you have this chasm, you have this gully, which is not 50 amos wide from one side to the other, even if the actual depth of the thing, you're going to go down from one side and up the other side, is very deep, you might have to walk more than 2,000 amos. So, we don't say that the slope which you measure out should include in your measurement of your 2,000 amos. This person stands on the rim on one side, and this person stands on the rim on the other side. And they absorb it in this one rope's length from one side to the other. Let's say they reach a getter
or
a chaimis avonim shenoflo v'nasa gal gavoya. So there was a fence, there was a wall there, which is now collapsed, but has left you with a pile umashupa, and it's at an angle. The other mahachal below, people walk over it. So what does mavliya v'chazal midasa mean? You're mavliya, then you return to measuring. So the more is going to be medayik. The language of chazal midasa means the following: the more mafarish, the midaktani chazal midasa. You go back to your measuring. Means you might, apparently it means you changed some step of the measuring process. Well, we're just giving mavliya straight to 50 amas. What are you changing? It's regular measuring. This is 50 amas, 50 amas, 50 amas. Where's the what was the change that you're being chayzer to? Mashma means the following: Shim hayiroich v'kenegad ir yosim rechamishim. If this gully, this valley, where it was directly in one of the directions north out from the city, was wider than 50 amos, but there you cannot absorb it in one rope's length. But however, if you go to the end of this valley, or further down the valley, where it's not connected to the ear, it's away from the city, over there you could absorb it in one rope's length. It means that the width of the from rim to rim becomes less. less than 50. So loch is halakum avliya sham. You go, you walk over there, and you're mavliyad over there. Umaydid vahalich sham miswase vahala. Then you continue to measure by your units of 50 amas. Akenegad mokum shakola by sham roichiv hagai kenegad ha'ir, corresponding to the amount of the width of this guy, this valley, where it is corresponding to, where it is opposite the city. So if opposite the city, the opening is 300 amas wide, and you go to a little bit to let's say you're facing north, you're talking about the north side, so you go a little bit to the east, and it's only 30 amas wide. So you go over there, and you go across 30 amas, then you go another 50, that 50 amas, then another 50, another 50, 50. Let's say you're moved 300 amas. Then you come back, and you draw a line and come back to where you, opposite the city, and you continue measuring from there. So you've accomplished you've been mafliya the whole guy. You just didn't do it where the guy was. You did it further out, away from the city. So then, so you come back to by the, in front of the city, and you continue measuring out to the end of the tchum. Everybody's picturing that?
You have to stay within the square, otherwise you have a concern about the angle of people would think you're...
Correct.
Oh, I've got a little picture in Rashi.
Yeah, but the picture, you find the picture in the Rashi helpful? Is it very not clear?
It's upside down, right? Negative, the city should be the further slant in my picture.
What we're doing is, in this situation, to the left is narrow, and it widens as it goes towards the city, and it continues to widen further, but it's really irrelevant. The point is you would go to the left in that situation and measure. And the word sofa is that, we'll see that that means that he stands there and he surveys it, that he can go back with a straight line towards the city. So he'd measure out to the end of that line on the left, and then he would walk back from there towards the city and measure from there. This heter to do this to Mavliyat by going to the one of the sides away from the actually corresponding to the city only is if you don't if you're going to beyond the actual tchum to the right or to the left. This width, which is more than 50 amas, Yosechus tchum continues as such beyond the tchum. He would go and be over there. You can't go beyond the amount which would allow you to. The pshat I told you is the second pshat in Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi is don't go too far, don't measure too much. So then you figure out that amount where the tchum ends, which opposite the city is going to be inside the guy. So you go back and mark off the tchum in front of the city. So you go out over here, you measure as far as you need to go, and then you go back in and mark it off over here. It says, "Avoloyim doid v'yel chusetchum, I kenegan mokem tachlis svasagai she kenegan here." Later, kama amas yotze, kminyan oisen amas yachzer v'yikonet sesechagai. Don't do the following idea. So the guy over here is too wide. Over here it's more narrow. the Tiferet, listen, let's do all the way to where we go to the other rim of the guy, which is 2,300 amos. Go back here and then walk back 300 amos. Right? That would be one way of doing it. We don't do that because the person will see you measuring all the way to 2,300. He doesn't know that that's 300. He thinks that's 2,000. That's the first Rashi says. So if you don't go back, measure all the way to the end of the other rim, which might be beyond the actual 2,000 amas, then come back opposite the city and walk backwards that amount. If it was long, and the ends of this valley extend beyond the tchum of the city, within the tchum area, you're not able to be mavliya yet. But beyond the tchum, you're able to be mavliya. You can't go there to be mavliya. People will say that you saw how far away he went out. That's all part of the tzad ha'ir, the tchum of the tzad ha'ir. So what do you do over there in that situation? So in this scenario, we use the concept called makadron b'horin. So what does the word bezu mean over here? So Rashi says, the Gemara explains, bezu lemute ori miklat. The other places where Chazal said there's a lot of measuring, the din of ear miklat. So a person is within the tchum of the ear miklat, he's still safe. The Eretzeach B'Shege who goes to the ear miklat is allowed to go anywhere in the city and up to the tchum of the city. Beyond that, he's no longer protected by the city. So over there, we measure the slope as is. And the same thing when it comes to Egla Rufa, we measure the city which is the closest to the Nirtzav, and they have to bring the korban. So we measure that with the actual slope. But over here, Makadrin, so we drill. So Noikun means to make a hole. So we don't actually make a hole, but Royan Kiluk Noikun, we make it as if we're going to make a drill through that. As if we'd be measuring through the hole. The Mayat Midas Majorda, in order to not to take into consideration the slope. Can you remember Gemara? Well, how do we do that? We take a 4 amma long piece of rope. And the two people hold, one holds it all the way by his feet, and one holds it by his chest, which is Kenegan Margaloisov, which would be basically corresponding to the height of the other person's feet. When we smite Mijonisha Kotal Ramas, Chatzi Kemis Odom. So by doing so, you're holding the rope basically level. By holding it level, so you're measuring as if you'd be going a straight line. Then again, a straight line. So you're not measuring the slope; you're measuring in a straight line.
Pretty big slope to have them only that far apart. How far apart? That's going to be a pretty big slope.
Whatever would hold Dalai Lama's, the slope becomes irrelevant. You stand far enough away that the rope would be Dalai Lama's. So the depending on whatever the angle will be, that'll be closer or further.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Rosenblum.
In regards to the mouth of slope that you've covered.
It's 6 foot, Dalai Lama's is 10, 12 feet.
Dalai Lama's is about 8 feet.
Okay.
You have an 8 foot rope. So one stands here, one stands, you know, here, and he stands, and you hold the rope flat.
The place where the first guy is. So they're measuring laterally,
right?
And they mark the place where the first guy is, and he moves down, and they mark.
Correct. The keep going the same thing. So depending on how much the more the slope is, the more you're going to cover in your Dalai Lama's.
Right.
the less the slope is, the less you'll cover your Dalai Lama. Okay.
Is this idea of Keneged Libo more of like a Hashkafa thing, that like trying to get it right as opposed to really get it exact? Because if you're really going to walk all the way to the left, to the side of the valley, and then walk all the way back, the odds that you're not going to divert a foot, you know, that you, the difference between holding it by your neck and your heart, seems challenging.
Well, okay, so you don't have a guy, why shouldn't we make it as perfect as we could? So you're making a guy. So again, so you have to do as best as you can in regards to maintaining a straight line.
These days, do we use more recently developed tools?
You have to ask Russell that question.
He asked the question earlier.
Okay.
What did Russell say?
We don't have an answer yet.
Yeah, I think that they. I mean, I know that they do it when they measure here in America. When they measure it, they don't use a rope. You're using other, you know. But whether that's in a situation where a person, we have actual possession of a city and we have we run it exactly how we do it, I don't know what they're doing. I'm assuming that they use modern technology.
Did we say that they set up markers if they got their tool?
Yeah, we said that already in the last paragraph.
So we set up markers, even though you saw the measuring out there. As you're walking in that direction, you hit the markers.
The problem with the markers is it wasn't along the whole tomb. It wasn't like every 15 feet there was another marker. I don't know, right? So I saw him go over there, the marker's over there. I don't notice that marker, and I'm walking over here because I remember the guy walked this far. He walked to my favorite tree. Okay, Amanon Emili, so how do we know we'll use a rope of 50 amas? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kro. This is Erech Hachatzar Me'o Bo'amo V'rechav Chamishim B'Chamishim. So the length of the Chatzar is 100. The Chatzar of the Mishkan. And the width of the Chatzar is 50 by 50. So what do you mean 50 by 50? It's not 50 by 50. It's 50 by 100. So we darshan it. It's 50 measured by ropes of 50, measured by units of 50. You measure with a unit of 50. In general, measuring is done with units of 50. That's what we're learning now. Okay. Actually, we'll see that the Mor is going to bring a pasuk in Yechezkel that the measuring for the mikdash was done with a stick. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, I mean, boiler, we used this same posik before to tell me litach hamishim v'lasav hamishim. This was the posik which we used to get our eye or 70 amas by taking a block of 50. Taking the other 50 and using it to surround the original 50. And that's how we came up with a block of 70. The 50 by 100 is a block of 70 and 2/3 amma. That's where we got the share of Karfir from. So that's what we use the pasuk for, Chamishim Bachamishim. So Rosh says, no, in Cain, if that's what the pasuk is coming for, just that, Lamer Kro, Chamishim, Chamishim, my Chamishim. Bachamishim, Shmatamino Tarti. So we make two drushes in the pasuk. No Rashi.
I mean, these are just the abundance anyway.
There are smachtos, yeah. Tanalopozal Yoyster. Tanalopozal, why not less and why not more? Mnesha Marbe. Lopozal Mnesha Marbe. If it's a shorter rope, the ability to stretch it is more, you know, their strength. It's easier for us to stretch a 10-foot rope than a 20-foot rope, because there's more weight in the rope. The longer the rope is, the less we'll be able to stretch it. Well, Yosef, so if you stretch it, you'll end up with a longer tomb. Well, Yosef, if it's too long, the sag will take away some of the distance that you need. So that seems to be the... So if you have to assume that the Morse says the reason why 50, because it's too long or too short, well... he had a pasuk because it's 50. You know, so the pasuk seems to be more like an asmach. That once you have this idea that 50 is a good place where people, are, strong people, are able to measure without stretching it too much or too little. So we got a pasuk to tell me that that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, Amar of Asi, a modern ele bechevel shel af af sekima. However you pronounce that. Okay, so the article is probably just as intelligent as I am when it comes to that. But it's all a guess. Yeah, it's all af sekima. You know. Okay, but maybe it's a fast kima. I don't know. Af sekima. I don't. Anyway. So Moore says, my afsakima, okay, tell me what that is. The point being, this is a type of a rope, it doesn't stretch. So what's afsakima? So Amr Rabbi Abba, it's nargila. Moore says, great, my nargila, what exactly is nargila? Amr Rabbi Yaakov, so dikla dechad nivra. So this first shot, the first version of this Gemara that the Pshat and Rav Asi did was that Rav Abba explained it. Rav Yaakov explained what Rav Abba meant. Was you take a palm tree, which it first starts to grow, and there's these growths which grow around it, probably some type of a vine which grows around it. They would take the vines, and they would plait it together, they would braid it together and make a rope. Ikud Amri, my afsakima. So the second version of this conversation was that which Rav Asi said. Rav Abba said, nargila. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Dikla Dechad Nivra. So Nagila, according to this, is not the same thing as Dikla Dechad Nivra. It's something else. Rashi doesn't tell us what it is. The Oruch says it was from an Egos tree. The same type of idea was what grew on an Egos tree.
What's that?
So I'm not sure if it was a vine or they would take the bark and make it into long strips and plait it. I'm not sure exactly what it was. Usually the sieve was it was some type of a vine usually. Okay. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya says, "En l'cha shiyafa l'medida yosem yishal shalosh barzel." I think the best thing is for measuring is a chain. You can't stretch a chain. It says, one of the Pesukim says, and talks about the measuring of the Pesuk in Zechariah, says that he had a chevel of mida, so it was a rope. So it's a rope, it's a rope. There's a different Pesuk by in Yechezel, it says, there was a rod, a measuring rod. So Moran says, "Hahu latari." That pasuk was talking about measuring of the gates. So the gates are measured with a measuring rod, and the other things are measured with chevel. Okay. Tanur Rabbi Yosef says, and this price of Rabbi Yosef is going to quote is going to argue with what Rabbi Asi said. Shlosha chavolim heim. There are three types of ropes. Shall magag, shall netzer, or shall pishtin. They're made out of magag. There are three places which we used ropes, and each one we use a different type of a rope. Now, I'm not sure exactly what magag is. Rashi says it's yunk. I have no idea what yunk is. Okay.
The Kilian says perish min gami.
So it's, you know, it's the gami which you find in Shas. Which I never know what gemi is. So one of these things I've found all over Shas, and I still don't know what it is. You know, some type of a reed, apparently, something like that. Okay, fine. Vishal Pishtin, Shal Magag was used lepora. They used Magag. They would use this reed rope by the mice of the Pora Duma. Nan Kofsu Bechevel. They would when they put the parazuma to be burnt, they would tie it up with a rope. So that rope was magag. Magag is not a kapatuma. Okay. The chevel magag when the soul got me marachosa, they put it on top of the place where it's going to be burnt. The pile of the merachos is the pile of wood. Shalat sorim was made of sorim. Rashi says tup shatim in the sorim is it was some type of either it was from a palm tree or it was from a willow tree, and they would use that. L'saita d'tnan, the woman with the halachos had a tear. They had to tear her clothing, but they didn't want her clothing falling off. That wouldn't be sneeze. So maybe chebel hamitzori b'kosher l'malam idadeh. So they would tie the garment on that it shouldn't fall. So they use specifically nitzorim. This is something which was either it's to refer to something which is like a very coarse type of a rope, and it was would indicate something. She was doing something which was a very type of thing you would usually use for animals, not for a person. So she did a very animalistic type of an action. And the third one was Shalpishtin, and Pishtin was the Medida. That's what they used for measuring. So Rabbi Yosef says that the material which we used to make the rope for measuring for our Mishnah, these type of things, was made out of flax. So it's not like we said before, Af Sakima. When the chevel is shorter, you're able to stretch it. And you would end up with a longer measure. So that's what the Torah said, measure with 50 amas. Then you're ending up with longer 50 amas. That weight causes it to sag. It ends up you lose some of the distance. Nivra siva gadol umisgalgal sabim hadekel kain vigila shal gafanim. It's like the vines. Biyada chevel mida mishkan sheyecheskel. It says there was a chevel. A little bit difficult Rashi because the pasuk chevel mida actually was a pasuk in Zechariah. That's Mishkan Sheyecheskel. Do you have any? I don't have any orders on that Rashi.
Nusach Adibur Hu Biyado Chavel Mishkan Sheyecheskel Mida Benevuas Zecharia Veniran BeAliel Shehatevos Mishkan Sheyecheskel Bo Lukan Betos Asofer.
Okay. Who's that from?
Mishura Hasmucha.
For the gates. Megagas Yunuk Balaz, the fish animal cabellas tuma, she who called my separa the Tahara. Now Tosis over here says that this is a fascinating with Rashi. And says Rashi seems to hold that ropes are makabel tuma.
Does not.
Rashi holds that ropes in general are makabel tuma, but not gemi not. So we make it out of a material like something which would be a cloth type of material, pishon, etc., which is a makabel tuma. So what plain simple material is not makabel tuma. It has to have a certain width and length to it. So it doesn't have the width, usually rope. But there's a locha called orig, something which is woven, even if it's a smaller area, is makabel tuma. Is a rope considered orig? It's plated, it's not really woven. So do we say that plating, braiding, is the equivalent of a locha is orig? Tosfos says no. Rashi Shita is yes. But this material is not a makabel tuma, it's a piece of wood, basically in a locha. So that's the mission you have in the Bamalikin, that you know, wood is not a makabel tuma until you get a bit of base kibble. So weaving little strips of wood together would not give you, except it's in the form of a mat, you know, which is a different halacha. So this is Rashi Shita. What's relevant about this Rashi is your sukkah mats, because a maimed is not acceptable if someone's in the makabel tuma. So if I take a plated type of material, so according to Rashi, and I weave my sukkah mats together with it, so what holds the mat together is the string. So the shlima comes an integral part of the mat. So there's another Rashi, which is the Mishabura seems to say that in that situation, it's not sure this is a problem to my mat, it actually becomes, that defines the whole thing. So it's a makabel tumah by definition. Even you give it other support. That's why the star K, they use monofilaments in their star K mats, because of the being chashir for this Rashi. Shulchan Aruch Rav passes not like this Rashi, and therefore there's no reason to be chashish for this Rashi, and therefore the OK mats don't use string, and they don't use monofilaments of like a plastic, because a plastic is not, it's not something which is right to be used for schach, because not duly karka. So they bedafka don't use what the sarke bedafka yes uses. So either type of mat you have, somebody says you're wrong. That's like very, very encouraging. Okay.
I'm allowed to have small amounts of non-scholar material.
Well, then you have a problem of alignment.
But then they say they
so the solution, they says, see, there's the two issues. According to Ramosh has a tshuva. Ramosh takes this Rashi sheet and he applies it to Lamaisa, that by definition, once you weave it, once you hold it together like that, the whole thing gets, is nikral shame, that what holds it together. So that's not a demaimed, that's the whole mat becomes mekabel tumah. So whether you're supported or not is irrelevant. So Ramosh holds you cannot, is kosher for this Rashi, Ramosh and a tshuva. And he says, therefore, you have to, you can't use string for the mats. So if you use a monofilament, there's no weaving issue, but then you have a support issue. Then you have a maimon issue. So the eitz is you put supports, which it means even if you take away those strings, the thing with those monofilaments, the thing would still stand. So you have no problem with maimon anymore. That's what Star K does. That's how they address that issue. It's like it comes with instructions of how to use it. The tzorim is a rova klufa. So it was the like you would take the bark of the willow tree and weave it into a rope. The shachin tzuri dekel, who sieve, that's the sieve which grows around the dekel. So hatu of Yosef polagad ravasi. Rav Yosef says, but we use for measuring was pishtin. That's not like ravasi. Okay. So think more. Hoya meidin vehigia. So that here the Moor is going to point out what Rashi quoted before. So what does chayz l'midasa mean? So we can infer, mechla, we can infer, if you could not be mavliyah connected here, the standard procedure was to measure, let's work with a nice, easy city. The city was a square. So you have your northeast corner and your northwest corner, and we'll make our city even more easily. It was the four sides were corresponding to the points of the compass. So you have your north side, and there's a northeast corner, northwest corner. You would measure out from the northeast corner and measure out from the northwest corner, and then you would draw, you put the markers in those two spots, and you would draw the tchum in between the two. That was the standard way of doing this. You'd measure out from this edge of the city and this edge of the city, and you'd draw your line in between. So if you couldn't do it over there, the Yerichal of Leah over there, Halach Lamakam Shiachal of Leah, you go to a place where you could be Mavliya, Umavliya, Umavliya, you do it over there. But Saifa Kenegami does, so then you look literally, means you would try and survey it as much as possible to correspond to where you are now, back to corresponding to the city. Kenegami does, so because you go back to where you're opposite the city. So Tanina Lahara Tarabana. So now from this diak of the Mishnah, we have found a diak of the Mishnah would support a brisa which says this explicitly. If you're measuring and you get to this valley, if you're able to do it there, do it there. You go to where you're placed, you could maybe Mavliyot, Mavliyot. Okay? So you come back. To correspond. Now, if hoya guy ma'ukam, that's all talking about a guy which is at an angle which would make it difficult to use. It was a steep slope. However, it was mukam, it was at an angle, which means mercy means at an angle, which people would actually walk down it and use it and go there. So then already you don't do this. You go down and up using the process of what we had, the Mekadrin Behorim, the process of using a rope of four amas. With two people, right.
If it's point, I don't understand the point of if people use it. I mean, if you would say, if it's a little slant where people use, so then you'll measure that, including in your measurement, then fine. But if, no matter what, you're not going to include any type of deviation in your measurement.
No, but then we are. So I come to a gentle slope. So I have no right to be mavliyit. So over there, I said, this is part of what the area where people use when they walk outside of the city. So you have to measure it. But when you measure it at these, you know, I don't force you to measure the actual, you know, lose the distance of the slope.
That's what I don't understand. Why not? If that's the mahalach, then people walk that way. I mean, what I don't understand is what's the difference between what's the nafkamina at the end of the day with the mavlio? Because the mavlio, you get a straight. I understand what he's telling you that.
In other words, you get a distance of 2,000 amas out from the city. That's supposed to be a true 2,000 amas. Whatever you go up, even you go up and down while you're doing that. But we try and give you a true 2,000 amas.
So
you're going to gain. You're going to ride. You're going to end up actually walking more than 2,000 amas to get to the tumah 2,000 amas. That's the finish, right? That's true.
When your mavli is something that you can't walk up and down, so that doesn't alter the measurement. It just tells you that you don't walk there, you just kind of go around it and you like throw the rope. Right?
Correct. I'm saying, but the point is that since people don't use it, so we have a right to basically ignore it. There, which people don't use, we don't ignore it. But you're right, we're going to end up getting the person who will leave the city where the city with the terrain is varied. It's up and down. He might end up walking more than 2,000 amas until he gets to the tchum.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't understand mavlio right. So mavlio is you. Let's say there's 10 feet you couldn't get across. You subtract that, and you start again.
Well, you don't subtract.
You just ignore. You don't.
You don't count all of this dip, which might be 100 amas down, 100 amas up, the 200 amas, you count it as 50 amas across, and then you ignore that's all you do.
But do you count the straight across?
Yeah. Right, but the lateral distance in the case where it's nicha tashmi, said the Mor is going to say, when you actually are going to walk there, you'll end up on Shabbos, if they finish surveying and everybody's excited, wow, Baruch Hashem, let's go walk to the tomb. You walk more than 2,000 amas. Your actual pedometer will tell you you walk more than 2,000 amas because you walk down the slope.
Yes.
But we measured it like this.
They're giving you 2,000 like this, not like this.
Correct.
Okay. So that's not an issue, right?
No, the Morrison, that's what you're supposed to do.
This whole thing is a moot
ball around this about anything. Okay. Higiel Lekosel. Now we came to some type of a wall. So in Armor Yikov Akosel, we don't. So we estimated and we continue. So we'll explain what that means. Okay. Further Makasha, what do you mean? You told me that Ma'ukam Vanatan Mavliya Vakosel Mitasa. You just Mavliyat. Our answer is Hosam Nicha Tashmishta. Depends whether it was easily usable or not. If the slope was gentle enough, the more is going in the case of the coastal. If the so it just says I'm doing vahelachloi. We gave you before the options of either being mavliya. Or being being mocked there, and now we're saying just oimdoi. You just like estimate it. You just, you know, just go weiter. So,
isn't mock there estimating also? Because it was, you weren't really drilling, you were healing or drilling.
Well, but you end up basically getting level measures. You're getting a level measure. The more answers that both of those are nicha tashmishta, over here wasn't nicha tashmishta. I mean, it's going to be three levels of there. The slope was such. Sometimes I said it wrong. The slope was such that you're able to go there, and that's what you have to either do mavliya or a mak there. Over here, it was so steep, this kosel, which was in the way, a person wouldn't walk over it. So a person that can walk over it, so then it becomes an irrelevant piece of, you know, people will have to walk around it, whatever it is, people are not going to walk over it, so that doesn't subtract from the tchum. So we just omit it and that's it. Okay. Now, the more is going to qualify. The halacha, when you're mocked there or not, there has to be, let's see, Rashi. So that's all like we explained before. If it was a slope, and it was easy to walk there, so makter early, you would do the process of makter. Like I said before. That's how I heard from my rebbe and the pshat on this din. So Rashi says, I don't like this pshat. Lekamon, I'm going to have difficulty with it because lekamon ubetasefta. As the more it goes, this pshat will have difficulty. So Tosa says Rashi never explains what Rashi found difficult about it. We'll see the next piece of Gemara, which we didn't do yet, where this pshat would be problematic. But the sefta, the gear is a little bit different. If it was mukum and you're not able to mavliya, so then mak there. So what does that mean? The end of that, the argus gear suggests hoya gai ma'ukum. The sefta adds the words and a yochel lavliyoy. Hoya gai misakim v'halach. It's went under this angle. V'sevu v'sair. And it surrounds the city, so it means it bends. Lashon of ikum is lashon of bending. So if this guy goes around the city to the side, and over here it gets narrow. So I'm able to, like, you know, measure out Mimavliya 50 amas this way. Now, like, then I'll go from there and measure up this way and come back around over here. That you can't do. You have to be able to Mimavliya on that side. It's doable to walk there. We had this did before. Even mislaket asar mitarch arbo means if you go out dalad amis, you're going to have a drop of 10 tfachim, which is pretty steep.
What kind of angle is that?
It's a 24 degree angle, something like that. Huh?
24 tfachim,
10 tfachim, 24 to 20, yeah. Here it's even more steep than that. Since you don't walk there at all, so then it's irrelevant for tchum. It's not part of the area which a person walks. So that comes. It's dealt with as if it doesn't exist. You're just in the area and you go.